This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study. Actually, we're going to finish the study in a book of Isaiah today, Lord willing. And we're going to begin at where we right around where we left off. And let's start with chapter 66. And let me see where we're at here. Let's start with about the fifth verse, and let's read the 66th chapter of Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Do you tremble at his word? God is saying here, hear the word of the Lord, if you tremble at his word. You who tremble. Your brothers who hate you, who exclude you, for my name's sake, have said, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame. A voice of uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord who is rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Now, this restoration of God's people, and it's going to be by grace, through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, a gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift of power, a gift of anointing, a gift of the Holy Spirit. As Christ has rained down on us his Spirit, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? But she was brought forth. The man-child, the beginning of the man-child, when Israel was restored as a nation, 1948. And as soon as Zion travailed, there is a travailing of Zion that has to be done. A travailing of Zion. And as soon as Zion travailed, is this the 144,000 Jews? Is this the 144,000 Jews that are supposed to come to Christ and be preachers, teachers, ministers of the gospel? She also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not yet deliver, says the Lord? Or shall I who gives delivery, shut the womb, says your God? You know, this is going to come. The church of God, the Zion of God, is going to be born, is going to be born again. The Jews who have rejected Christ, that 144,000 spoken of in the book of the Revelation, will come to pass, folks. You can bank on it. They will come to pass. And be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her, all you who love her. You know, you're required to love and pray for Jerusalem, for the Jews. And if you curse the Jews, you will fall under a curse. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. We must realize this, folks. We can't afford not to bless the Jews and to bless Israel and to bless the Zion, the new Zion. We cannot afford to curse them because we will fall under a curse. Be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her, all you who love her. Be exceedingly glad with her, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied with the comforting breasts, that you may suck and be delighted with her bountiful bosom. For thus says the Lord, behold, I extend peace for her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you will be nursed, you will be carried on the hip and fondled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You must become a part of Israel and be blessed by the word of God that has come through the prophets, the words, the power the Jews have brought forth, this gospel. And this is spiritually speaking, you who have accepted God's word through Israel, through the Jews, you will be nursed, you will be carried on the hip, fondled on the knees. Why? Because you recognize Jerusalem. You recognize the Jews. You recognize they are God's people, folks. And you best bless them and pray for them and realize God is with his people. So don't be one of those that somehow start cursing Israel and bless Hamas. You will fall under a curse that you do not want to be under. And it won't be pretty. You bless Israel all the time. Because if you don't, you're going to fall under a curse. And you can bank that. I'm sorry that I have to say that, but it's true. As one, when his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. And you will be comforted in Jerusalem. You will be comforted in Jerusalem, spiritually speaking. Then you will see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass. And the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants. The hand of the Lord is going to be made known to his servants who recognize that God is with his people. He's not going to allow them to be consumed or overtaken or bombed out of existence. It's not going to happen, folks. He will be indignant toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury. And that is, when he comes back, folks, when the Battle of Armageddon takes place, he's going to render his anger in fury. He's not coming back as peaceful Savior. He's coming back to render judgment and his rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord will execute judgment by fire. If you think nuclear is bad, wait till you see God in action. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to give you the truth. This is the truth, folks. And we're reading it today. And it's going to happen maybe tomorrow. So be ready. Don't be one of those that walk away from God, because it is horrifying to fall into the hands of the living God. The Lord will execute judgment by fire and by his sword on all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Did you get that? Underline that. Those slain by whom? The Lord will be many. Now that's going to be a horrifying sight in the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven after the 1,000 years. People will probably forget it. But God is coming in judgment. And we must be ready. We must be covered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. and we speak forth his word, that we learn by this book right here. This book is what we're going by today. Those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one in the center, who eat swine's flesh. Who eat swine's flesh. I didn't say that. The Lord said it. So don't blame me. Those who eat swine's flesh, detestable things, and mice will come to an end altogether, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send survivors from them to the nations. Tarshish, Put, Lod, Meshach, Rosh, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have neither heard my fame nor seen my glory, and they will declare my glory among the nations. Then they shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, and on horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, and on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, I will also take some of them for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. And it shall be from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all mankind will come to bow down before me. See, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus, folks. This is speaking of the second coming. This is when Jesus comes down, sets up his kingdom. This is when he's crowned King of all, Lord of all. This is when we go before the throne of judgment, and everybody will appear before the throne of judgment. All mankind will come to bow down before me, says the Lord. Then they will go forth and look on the corpses of men who have transgressed against me. There's going to be a lot of dead at the Battle of Armageddon, a lot of dead. For their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched. That's hell. He's speaking of hell here. Those who have rejected Christ, rejected the blood, and they will be an abhorrence to all mankind. They will be an abhorrence to all mankind. This is a vivid picture of the great judgment that will occur at Christ's second coming. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7 to 9. God's people will go out as missionaries to all parts of the earth, to Tarshish, Spain, which is actually Spain, to the Libyans, Northern Africa, to the Lydians in Western Asia Minor, to Northeastern Asia Minor, Tubal, and to Greece as well, Jerusalem. Isaiah brings his book to a close with great drama. For the faithless, there is a sobering portrayal of judgment and hell. There is a sobering portrayal of judgment and hell. But for the faithful, there is a glorious picture of rich reward. So your offspring and your name will endure The contrast is so striking that it would seem that everyone would want to be God's follower, but that's not the way it is. There are those that rebel against him. Foolish, reluctant to change, reluctant to accept Christ. And we're just as negligent as the next one if we don't watch out and obey God's word and make sure that we're among those that bless Israel and those among those that actually deliver, lest we be reprobates, as Paul wrote. I have to make sure that I believe, lest I also become a reprobate. Well, that's our time for today. If you want to receive Christ, let's receive him right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me, cleanse me. Come in, and I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, my God. Let me be born again, and let me be one of those that are accepted into the Beloved by your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. That's our time for today, folks. Give us a call. Actually, write to us. And shoot us an email on our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.